This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. In Austin, Texas, police have begun a cracking down on pro-Palestinian protests at the University of Texas. At least 40 demonstrators were arrested there today, as Audrey McGlinchey from member station KUT reports.
By early afternoon, protesters had formed a circle using plastic fold-up tables as barriers on the main lawn of the UT Austin campus. Within an hour, state and local police began arresting people. Sebastian Robledo is a second-year film student who joined the protests.
We can't voice our own opinions and, like, have, like, cops come show up. It's not right. It's not fair. It's our First Amendment speech.
A university spokesperson said protesters verbally assaulted staff, and the group organizing the protests threatened the university online. Later in the day, protesters tried to block a police van with those arrested inside from leaving campus. Police used what appeared to be tear gas and flashbangs to disperse the crowd. I'm Audrey McGlinchey in Austin.
Testimony has begun at a hearing on a 2022 collective bargaining effort at a Starbucks warehouse in Bessemer, Alabama. Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports that opening statements were also delivered today.
Lawyers for both Amazon and the union told the story of an aggressive union campaign. The union's lawyers accused Amazon of hiring investigators to track workers away from the warehouse and holding mandatory meetings where workers were illegally intimidated. Amazon says those meetings were just the company using its First Amendment right to tell workers why it opposes unionizing. Workers already decisively voted against joining the union in 2021, and Amazon says that should be respected. Federal labor officials already ruled Amazon tainted that election. The current hearing will determine who actually won the too-close-to-call redo election and if that election was tainted too. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Basaha in Birmingham, Alabama.
Carbon dioxide emissions in the United States from energy-related sources dropped last year. As NPR's Alejandro Barunda reports, it's a step toward slowing down climate change, but it's not nearly enough.
The U.S. uses a lot of energy. People put gas in their cars. They need electricity for powering buildings or pumping water. Fossil fuels like coal, oil, and natural gas have been the primary source of that energy. But since 2005, the U.S.'s energy-related carbon dioxide emissions have actually dropped most years. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says 2023 continued the trend, with emissions shrinking 3%. The decrease stems primarily from U.S. power plants burning less coal, which produces more air pollution and carbon dioxide than other energy sources. But to keep Earth's temperatures in check, the UN says global emissions need to drop about 8% each year. Alejandra Burunda, NPR News.
Wall Street stocks slowed higher today, with the Dow Jones Industrials gaining 146 points. This is NPR News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is urging Hamas to accept the latest ceasefire proposal. Blinken's call comes ahead of his scheduled return to Israel this week. Terms of the ceasefire proposal have not been made public. When it comes to amber or fossilized tree resin, Lebanon is a special place. That country is home to at least 450 outcrops of amber from the early Cretaceous period, as R.E. Daniel explains.
Our planet was different 130 million years ago. Danny Azar is a paleontologist at the Lebanese University.
It was a tropical climate with very humid, dense, and dark forest.
Made up of ferns and conifers and teeming with dinosaurs and insects, this was the moment when flowering plants first arose, transforming the world into the one we know today, filling it with pollen, an abundant new food source that insects evolved to consume. The 500 pounds of amber that Azar's collected across Lebanon over the years come from this critical time.
It's a gift.
Especially when the amber contains fragments of plants and insects from the early Cretaceous period, giving us a window into the past. For NPR News, I'm Ari Daniel.
The U.S. Soccer Federation and its counterpart in Mexico have dropped their joint bid to host the 2027 Games. The two countries say they'll try again in 2031. A joint Germany-Netherlands-Belgium plan will now be considered when FIFA's Congress meets in mid-May. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Capital One. Capital One offers checking accounts with no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.